Drink trait. Okay. Well, we have so much to get to tonight.
We do. It is a jam-packed evening full of wackiness and silliness.
Yeah.
If I do say so myself.
It is a night of 1,000 zanies and sillies.
The Instead night of 1,000 zanies and sillies. There it is.
That's the title.
Yeah. It sounds like it should be kind of spooky, though, too.
Well, I was going to say, this is the feature presentation of Rob Zombie's House of 1,000 Zanies and Sillies.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Or should I say, yeah.
There we go. Living Dead Zany.
I revealed this to you recently. I don't know that this is really common knowledge because you're blown away by this, but Power Man 5000 is Rob Zombie's brother, which I don't think a lot of people know that, and I think it should be out there more. What a powerful duo of brothers.
I'm surprised they haven't formed like a super group together.
Yeah, we are brothers. Yeah, brothers and brothers and brothers. Yeah, yeah.
Now, that's what I'm talking about when worlds collide, right?
Oh, there it is.
Isn't that a Power Man 5000 song?
That's like the Power Man 5000
song. Okay, well, that's why I know it.
Yes.
That's the only Power Man 5000 song I am aware of.
There might be another one that was somewhat popular, but Worlds Collide is definitely... Wait, it almost came to me. Maybe it'll come to me, but...
That's what she said.
Wait, what's... No, that's Drowning Pools. Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. Okay, that's not Power Man 5000.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. I was, I had... Like, I liked, that Power Man 5000 song at one point as, like, a teen. I thought it was cool.
I mean, that came out, like, what? Early 2000s?
Yeah, I was probably, like, 14-ish.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, that was cool to me at that time. But I will say, White Zombie, the original Rob Zombie band, like, More Human Than Human, and even, like, Thunderkiss, I think it's called 65, maybe 69.
Oh, but yeah, baby.
Those songs whoop my ass. Like, I love them, like, ironically, but also unironically, too.
Wow.
Like... More Human Than Human, I could fucking blast that shit all day long. Yeah.
See, I don't know any of that music. When that music was popular, I was in my scared of goth people era.
Okay, I think at the same... Oh, no, I was maybe a little bit older so that I wasn't at this point, but... A year or two before... Oh, no, see, because... Yeah, probably when White Zombie stuff was coming out, I was a little bit younger, so there's like teenagers that I knew of, and I was terrified of them.
Okay,
I was so scared of teenagers, especially ones that like I thought would like White Zombie.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I had...
But I still liked that kind of music at the same time. I was just very intimidated by them.
I was intimidated by the entire thing, and I had peers... Kids my own age and maybe like a year older than me who had the big pants and the Slipknot hoodies.
I wasn't into Slipknot, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Straps on the pants and, you know, all of that shit scared the hell out of me. Just I was afraid.
Very into Hot Topic during a phase at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, like late middle school, early high school, very much in a Hot Topic, and I would buy all my band t-shirts there. I even had these like goggles that I bought.
Like steampunk goggles?
I don't know if I would call them that. They were like tinted yellow. And like they're goggles that you wore around your head. But yeah. I remember hearing them be referred to at one point as porn star glasses. I don't know, like, how legit that is or if, like, someone just said that once, but maybe that was, like, the Hot Topic name for them at that point.
Could you maybe find a picture of yourself wearing?
No, I don't have a picture of myself in them. I really only had them for a short period of time, and then they got lost somehow, and I was devastated that they got lost.
Well, yeah, I would be
very
too.
Upset about my yellow tinted goggles.
My goggles.
Hot Topic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I remember I would wear like big black JNCOs. I was playing hockey at the time, and I thought our hockey jersey was super cool, so I'd wear that. And then I would wear my yellow goggles.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, I am the Hot Topic man. Yeah, but never die, I'm a similar man, yeah. Do you at least know that song, More Human Than Human?
No, I don't.
No!
No.
You gotta, I think you have to listen to it. Because I feel like I joke about it too much.
I wonder.
You might know it if you heard it. Because it is a pretty popular 90s alternative song. Like, it's a little heavier, but it's like...
Yeah.
I think you would know it. Unless you don't really know 90s alternative all that much. Then maybe you might not.
So, I think it depends on what you're talking about with 90s alternative. Because, like, I know Blur. Would you consider Tonic... 90s alternative?
Yeah, I would say, I guess 90s alternative is very broad, so
yeah. So like I would consider White Zombie and Rob Zombie more new metal than alternative.
Yeah.
And I didn't really get into like the heavier, so like I never was a huge fan of Nine Inch Nails or
I had a big Nine Inch Nails phase. Have I talked about that on here?
I don't think so, but you and my wife would have a lot to talk about because she also, like, was really into Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, man. Nine Inch Nails, like, very serious Nine Inch Nails phase. I remember for my 13th birthday, the whole family, we went out to eat at a restaurant, and then we went to a Sabres game, the hockey team in Buffalo. And yeah. I was so into Nine Inch Nails and depression. At that point, that I brought my portable CD player in with me.
No.
And as the game is going on, I'm just listening to Nine Inch Nails.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I loved, the thing was, like, I loved hockey and the Sabres, too.
Yeah.
But at that moment, my love for Nine Inch Nails was just, like.
So much greater.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. You were truly...
Sorry, I'm not a perfect pumpkin.
I was, but a different type
right.
of it.
Right. It would be like a more industrial,
mm-hmm.
more animalistic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize your wife had a big Nine Inch Nails phase. That's
good to know. One of my favorite things to say to her and to other people is that if we would have met in high school, she would have scared the shit out of me. And
was she like full goth?
She wasn't like full goth, but like she was like, she was into Tool. She was into Nine Inch Nails.
Wow.
She smocked some weds and got in trouble. And
wow.
I was really into the Lord at mm-hmm. that time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she would have scared me too much, and she wouldn't have wanted absolutely anything to do with me.
Like, okay.
High school me. Maybe late high school, that's when I started to, like, become cool a little bit, which we can talk about. This is a really long cold open.
Yeah.
We can talk more about this, because I have a story related to my coolness in teens later. Okay. Little tease, but she would not have found me in any way attractive at all.
Okay.
I was a major dweeb.
I kind of like where this is going with these conversations, so I say we start the show, and if we want to continue on it, I think we should.
Oh my god, they're random.
Well, everyone, welcome to the night of 1,000, was it Goofies and Laffies?
Yeah, let's go with it. I think we said either Zanies and Goofies or Zanies and Funnies.
Okay. Goofies and Laffies, one of those. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
So this is OMG So Random Hee Hee, of course, which you all already knew. Because we are the number one podcast in the world.
That's right, baby.
And I'm Brian. This is Dirk, who has joined me here on this fine evening. And, yeah. So I'm drinking a poppy. I don't know if you're familiar with these. I have recently become very, very into them.
Oh, I thought you were just, like, saying poppy cola. It's literally poppy.
This one is literally called poppy. Yeah.
I have heard of it. Doesn't it have like probiotics or something in it?
Prebiotics.
Yes. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And like apple cider vinegar and like pretty low sugar, low calories, only 25 calories, only 5 grams of sugar, which is like 10% of your daily amount. A regular soda has like 100%.
Well, sure. Of course. So,
and I got to tell you, they taste pretty good. Okay. This one is cherry limeade. I'm into it. I had watermelon yesterday. Very good. Nice. There's a raspberry rose. Super good. The orange is great. This podcast is now sponsored by Poppy.
Yeah, Poppy. Pop open a poppy today.
Pop off with a poppy.
Yeah. Frick around and pop off with a poppy, and get yourself, if you're talking into a mic and you're popping off with a poppy, get a pop filter, poppy filter.
Yeah. And even like a sock will do, as I use.
Right. Yes. A sock will also work. Yeah.
So, like in the early days of this podcast, I had a mic stand and a pop shield and...
See, you know, and this
very
is
very professional.
This is why we need sponsors. This is why we need Patreon subscribers, because we need to get you a stand.
Yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah.
It would be nice to not have to hold it, because I feel like sometimes you can hear me moving my hand on the mic and stuff. And,
And from an editing standpoint, I can tell when you don't have the mic very close to your mouth.
Oh, right. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there we go. Think of our Patreon as a GoFundMe to get Brian a proper mic stand.
Yes.
And maybe a pop filter if we get enough money.
Right. I mean, I guess at this point, if I just had a nice little stand, I could still use the sock. It wouldn't matter.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. If we get enough, especially if we get enough elite tier members, we could get you a solid gold stand.
Right.
Which would be great.
That's right.
And just so everyone knows, that is still available. You can watch us podcast fully nude every week. This is all AI generated clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Yeah.
And you'll get an 8-foot tall Betty Boop oil painting done by yours truly. And I think there was something else that we are going to add. I don't know. I'll think of it. But basically anything you want at that point, because you're giving us $60,000 a month.
Right. Yeah, we'll do it all.
We'll shine your shoes.
Yep.
You can send your shoes to us. We'll shine them.
Yeah.
There was something I was going to say. Oh, yeah. So we had a really long cold open just now.
Last week we had the longest cold close. The longest close in the history of podcasts. The absolutely freezing cold close.
I timed it out when I was editing.
Yeah.
And I don't remember exactly, but I think it came in close to 30 minutes.
Yeah. I think that's right. It had to have been.
Yeah.
That actually sounds low to me.
I'm pretty sure it was either like right at 30 minutes or maybe a little over. But I remember at one point it was insane because we called that number and we got put on that hold music.
Yes.
Where it was like manic piano music.
Yes. And
the elf voice.
I actually have a story about that too. I, at my work, I work in the 1950s. So we're not allowed to wear headphones at our desk, which, you know, I'm sure other people have been able to wear headphones at their desk since the 90s.
Yeah.
30 years of headphones going strong. Still not allowed over here. So
yeah,
I was actually listening back to the episode.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to hear because, like, you know, I can't have headphones in, but I can't have my volume loud because then everyone else can hear and they're like, can you turn it down? So it's like, oh, fuck this. Just so I tried to sneak like a one ear headphone, but I have like the absolute shittiest earbuds that you can ever imagine. They were given out for free on a Delta flight that I took. And I like just kept them. I was like, yeah, these are my freaking headphones now. They fucking suck. They are so bad. Only one of the ears work. So I had the one working ear in my right ear as I'm trying to listen back. And I don't know, somehow I, because they're so bad, I just didn't even realize how loud I had it too. So the volume was just like absolutely blasting. And like at the end of the episode, when it's like our music playing, the insane hold music, the elf voice, us talking at the same time, and then also someone like coming in to talk to us, it was like the most insane. Like my ear could not handle it. I started to get like dizzy. Oh, things things didn't look the same anymore. I was like very, very discombobulated. It was like my right ear took LSD is the best way that I can describe it. And it was insane.
That's mind equals Strone at that. Like,
yeah. When I took out the headphone, my ear was ringing as if I had just left like a super loud concert. And I was like snapping to see if I could hear. And yes, it was rough. It was so dumb.
Please home while you wait for, I forget what they even said.
Yeah, I was transported to another dimension, more or less.
Well, yeah, I mean, that confluence of sounds. Just imagine the confluence of sounds that we'll get if Trump is elected president.
I think that. And I want to go to that joke, the just imagine.
Yeah.
I think that joke has slightly lost its way. And let me explain.
Yeah.
The joke originally started as like dorks online were literally saying that about like just imagine, like, because they thought it was going to be some great like rebellion against Trump.
Right.
Like they're going to get this like massive punk rock movement in Ort, but now I think somehow it's evolved into like Sir is gonna bring us this great music in Ort.
That's true. It's become a perversion of what it once was,
and I just wanted to point that out. I mean, it can go either way that it needs to go, but I just wanted to point out the origin of the joke and where it came from.
The origin of the Ort.
Just imagine, like, the origins we'll have if Trump is reelected.
Yeah, because it was. It was, like, making fun of people who I feel like are trying to sound really deep and insightful. Yeah,
right.
And trying to put a positive spin on an awful thing.
Right. Yeah, it sucks that Trump is president, but like, just imagine like the art that we're gonna create out of rebellion.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The beautiful art and music
So it can be, you know, it can be whatever moving forward, but I just thought it was important to
it's good.
Bring that back to its roots.
Yeah, good to revisit the roots.
Yeah.
Before we get too far, those playing the drinking game, get ready to take a drink, because the chat is popping off tonight.
Oh, mamma me, papa pee.
That's right. Papa Poppy, because Poppy. The chat is popping off tonight, sponsored by Poppy Soft Drinks.
Poppy Pio, as I like to say. Mamma mio, Poppy Pio.
Right, yeah. That's their new slogan.
Yeah, because it makes you go Pio after right. you drink it. Poppy Pio.
And sometimes caca because of the prebiotics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Pete Owen said, I'm ready to get hard in all caps. Here are Radical Dirk and Brian. Don't know where the Brian part fits in, but...
Dryin.
Yeah. Yeah. Dryin.
That reminds me of an episode of Doug, like Doug Funny, you know, the cartoon.
Yeah.
Where he was learning, and I've tried this, and every once in a while I can do it, and I do it pretty good, but he was learning how to do ventriloquism.
Mm-hmm.
And... Yeah, he learned somehow that the B's should be D's.
Yes, so he says, I remember this.
The doy dot didasket doll.
Right.
And yeah, so I'm now drying the doy dot dot didasket doll. So
there you go.
But that actually does work, kind of, if you get it just right.
Right.
That's hard. The key.
Yeah, you can't just doy dot the dasket
doll. The doy dot the dasket doll. Yeah. Yeah. The basketball.
Almost.
I'm getting there.
Attack of the is in the chat tonight, too, which is very exciting. And Attack of the said, when you were talking about your hockey game, your Nine Inch Nails hockey game.
Yeah.
He said, I bet he wouldn't even take his jacket off at the hockey game.
Yeah, I probably had it on. It's cold in there, though.
Well,
it gets cold in that rink. Yeah.
Pete Owens just said, didoy dot didasket doll. I swear I think about that like once a week.
Look at that. Yes, I do too. I don't know why that stuck with me so much, but I feel like a lot from Doug did, and I was like into the beats. Like, I was like, this is actually fucking good music.
The beats were really good, though. I'll give you that.
I had a friend burn me a CD when I was in high school. Like, he had, you know, like a good pirating software, so he would, like, burn me CDs and stuff. And I had one, like, request, like, he's like, give me some requests, I'll make you, like, a play, like, put a CD together for you, whatever. The very first song that I put down on my list was... the Think Big / Banging on a Trash Can mashup from Doug.
Mwah, mwah.
Banging on a Trash Can. Damn, what a song.
Also, I love that his middle name was Yangtze.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Did you ever watch, like, the when it, like, made a little brief comeback on, like, ABC Sunday or Saturday morning?
Fun fact, that's where I first... learned about Doug, because I never had I never had cable TV or satellite as a kid, and so it was all brand new to me. And I think in the ABC revival, if I remember right, Roger somehow becomes rich, and he reminds people all the time, and he's like, I'm rich, R-A-C-K-H, rich.
I think that's right, yeah.
Hey, funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patty looked, I feel like, noticeably different.
And yeah, I think, not to be a weirdo, but if I remember right, ABC Doug, Patty Mayonnaise was considerably more attractive.
Okay.
Or wait, no, it was the other way around.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was the other way around. Personally.
Because because she had the short hair in the ABC version. And kind of like the bob hair.
Yes.
And she wore a skirt in the Nickelodeon version, right?
I think so. I remember, yeah. Like, she had a sweater for sure.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't believe they butchered our beautiful Patty Mayonnaise on ABC.
How absolute dare they? Tucker Carlson should have gone on TV and said, they are making Patty Mayonnaise not sexy anymore.
Right.
Look at what the libs have done. Exactly.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Speaking of teens of all sorts, I'm gonna tell my story.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. Yeah, last week I was playing dumb talk show host boy.
Yeah.
Co-host. But this time I really do not know the story, and you said I'm gonna save this for the show. So I've been excited That's to true. Hear this.
Yeah, so my wife teaches at a high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's around the teens all day, every day, for better or worse. Yeah. And, you know, the teens will make comments about, like, her outfits and stuff because they're, like, comfortable with her and she has rapport or whatever. And
like
she does...
Like, nice comments, so like, I like your shirt, so that kind of thing.
Sometimes, if they're in, like, kind of a feisty mood, they'll do, like, a playful razz sometimes. But other times, the girls will be like, she ate and left no crumbs, which is, like, a very high compliment.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, they were asking her about me. One day. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they asked what my name was, and she told them, and they, within seconds, found me on Instagram.
Okay.
And within seconds, started absolutely destroying me and just roasting me so bad. She's like, they were saying, why does your husband have an Instagram girl account? Because... The last vacation we went on, I did like a seamless carousel of pictures.
Okay, yeah.
And apparently that's like Instagram girl behavior.
Okay.
And they just had nothing positive to say about my social media presence whatsoever.
Wow. Did they find the podcast?
I don't know. I don't think I have anything on the grid about the podcast, but it is in my bio. I do have our show linked in the bio. So maybe the kids are listening. I don't know.
Hey, kids. Yeah. Hey, kids, I've got the Riz.
Brian's got the Riz. I'm trying to get the Riz. I have zero drip or Riz.
I'm an indie darling, so.
See, that would mean nothing. That would mean nothing to them now.
Yeah, I don't think the kids would like me.
That means a lot to me. Like, that carries a lot of cachet with me.
Right.
Because being an indie darling was huge when we were teens.
Of course.
Like, that was the pinnacle.
Yeah.
So, the teens have destroyed me. I'm officially without Riz.
Damn.
I'm hashtag cringe.
You got to show up at the school now and do that whole, like, Steve Buscemi, hello, fellow kids deal.
I do, yeah. I have to dress up like a Gen Z.
Uh-huh.
And I do. I have to say hello, fellow kids.
Yeah, I don't even know what that's from. I just know, like, the GIF.
It's
like,
from it's from 30 Rock.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched some. I never saw, like, the whole series or anything, but
yeah,
I've seen some. That's good to know, though. I was always curious where that came from.
Now you know.
Yeah.
Pete.Owens in the chat just said that Patty Mayonnaise is canonically gay. I did not know that.
Really? Poor Doug.
Yeah.
Wasting all his time and energy and... Wow.
To doy dot to desk it doll. And...
Wake up, Doug. To doy dot to desk it doll.
Oh, yeah. So, that was kind of sobering.
Yeah.
And then not only that, but like days after I heard about this epic destroying that happened
mm-hmm.
of my social media, I read an article about how Gen Z is now doing grid zero on Instagram.
With no pictures.
No pictures.
Just stories.
Just stories.
I've seen that. I have seen that. Yeah.
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 So, and I just want to remind everyone, if you do want to hear our wives' names, please subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/OMGSoRandomHeHe. I told my wife that we do that, that we censor our wives' names for the main feed, and she was like, why? Why would you do that?
I had the same exact experience. I was asked, did I hear you don't say my name on the show? I was like, yeah, we put it behind the paywall.
I would think she's that, like,
why?
I would think that, like, if my spouse had a podcast and then told me, hey, I bleep out your name. I don't mention your name on the main feed. I only leave it for our paid subscribers. I would say thank you.
Yeah,
thank
what you an for honor. That. I'm honored.
Yeah. Thank you for the privacy. Thank you for the consideration.
Yeah. Oh, I love that because I had that same exact conversation. That's hilarious.
I mean, our spouses don't understand.
No.
This, like, the sacrifice, the massive sacrifice that we're doing. Like, we could be saying their names
right
carelessly. No, we're not going to do that. Paying customers only. Sorry.
Yeah. I think that's a great policy. And I think it's, you know, we're protecting their identities from these crazy rabid fans.
Yes. And there are, like, many.
Mm-hmm. Because who knows if the names got out there, it would be just like the friggin' teens.
Yes.
Digging up Instagrams.
Exactly.
And wacky things. So they should appreciate it, I think.
Wow.
There's no need to argue. Wives just don't understand, is all I gotta say.
Yeah. There is no need to argue. Wives just don't understand.
Yeah.
Bump. Banana bam bump dump. Pete Dot Owen said, I'm not going to say his fiance's name because
that's behind the paywall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the paywall. I made beep the producer of my show. Try empowering women, huh?
So, is she on his show?
I don't know.
Is that what he's saying, or like? Because sometimes the producers talk. You know, if you listen to like a podcast regularly, you get to know the producers kind of.
I don't know.
Chime in.
I don't know.
Is for his Twitch, or wait.
I think it might be the Steely Dan show, which I'm still waiting for more episodes, by the way.
Right.
And speaking of Steely Dan, in honor of Record Store Day, we did go to a record store on Saturday. And
I forgot that was Saturday.
I bought Steely Dan's album, Asia, on compact disc.
Okay.
Here we go. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, how can I help you?
Hello?
How can I help you?
Hey, guys.
Hi. Can you hear us?
Hello? Hey, guys.
I think I know the problem.
Huh?
Hello? Can you hear us?
Hi!
Hello?
How can I help you?
Hi!
Hello?
Hi!
Is,
how can I help you?
Is anyone there?
Hi! It's me. It's Pete Dot Owen.
Hi! Welcome. You've got mail.
Hi. You legit had me looking at the number that I called, questioning if I had called the correct number. So kudos to you.
We freaking did it.
Yeah. You got me. I was gotten good and
got.
I was taking crimes. I got. I just wanted to explain that producer of the show is the producer of the show, but sometimes she's also on the show. But there it's because go. She was previously friend of the show, and we thought it would be a little weird to keep calling her girlfriend of the show after I became P-Dot husband. So she's now the producer of the show. She's been elevated in status and stature and importance and power. And I hear that she's going to broker a Netflix deal for me.
Hell yeah.
Can she broker a Netflix deal for us?
Right.
Well, see, she can't do that because that's the responsibility of y'all's wives are supposed to do that for you. But what you have done is you have taken your best hockey skater and put them right in the penalty box. Put them up on the top shelf where Mama hides the cookies, and now you've
See, I'm going to say with full certainty, even if I did say my wife's name on the main feed, she would not broker a deal with Netflix for this show.
Same.
Well, I understand, and I guess I just wish someone believed in her as much as I believe in me. So.
Wow.
I didn't like the energy I just brought to the show. I'm really sorry that I did that, actually. This part's not a joke. I feel like I just said something really uncool about you and your relationship with your significant other, and I'm going to say, bad me. I'm going to go to the penalty box now.
I mean, do what you got to do. I know that it was meant with good intention.
It was, but I said it, and I was like, wow, that felt gross.
If it makes you feel any better, my wife, beep, will never hear this.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I don't really, I'm not good enough to recover from, like, taking myself out at the knees for saying, like, rude things about my friend's spouses. So I'm just gonna leave you guys with a real quick joke. Did you guys hear about the...
He bailed.
Wow. Not even a beautiful goodbye tonight.
He put the heat on himself and then he couldn't handle it.
Wow. He was in the kitchen and he generated the heat and then couldn't stand the heat. So he had to get out. He
got third degree burns instead of evacuating the kitchen.
It was a freaking grease fire. And he tried to put water on it instead of kitty litter.
Don't put Wawa. Put Wawa on the grease fire.
Yeah. No Wawa on grease. That's what chefs always say.
Yeah, that's like the sign in the kitchen on the wall next to the fire extinguisher. No Wawa on grease.
And I would know. I worked at a restaurant.
MF said no Wawa on grease.
It's an important lesson to learn.
I want to get into the listener lagoon really quick. Because we have
listener lagoon.
Yes.
Hey, we're gonna do shrooms.
I was about to say we're going inside of a bean.
Legumes. I'm thinking of fungi. Never mind.
Yeah. We're gonna do shrooms.
That's our new segment. We're gonna do shrooms.
You have no idea how down I would be to do that segment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To actually do them, or you just want to do the segment?
Both. I want to do both.
Yeah, I wouldn't again. I didn't have a bad time, but I don't think I could handle that again, knowing my brain these days.
Well, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Know thyself.
Right.
That's what it says in the Bible, at least. So.
Yeah. Bibble.
Buy my Bibble. It's a great Bibble.
I forgot he's selling Bibbles now.
$60. It's the best Bibble you'll ever buy.
This is the one I held upside down after the big protest got broken up by my tough men. I walked over. I picked it up. I held it upside down. And I looked at the camera. I said, Bibble.
Buy my Bibble. There's zero Slovenians in it. It's all English. It's the all English, no Slovenians Bibble. Anyway.
Bibble.
Yeah, man. It's the listener lagoon, man.
All right, we've got one voicemail tonight. Let's freaking listen to it.
Nabisco, what would you say if a man named Trig Trit walked through the door and started playing guitar?
Trig Trit?
Yeah, what would you say if he walked in and just started playing guitar for us?
I would say, get the fuck out of my house. Who the fuck are you?
Trig Trit. Not welcome in that house.
No, not at all. Zero Trig Trits. In this house, we do not welcome Trig Trits.
What a name. And I don't know that Trig Trit has ever made its way onto the show.
No, this is a debut. Little inside baseball. That voicemail is from Attack of the.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife.
Nabisco. Yeah. Which I'm happy to get a female voice on the show. That's great.
Yeah.
Great moment for the show.
Yeah.
Vincent's Karen, I think. Or maybe when your wife called in.
And you realize that was like 2 years ago already.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife and her mom, when they were on a road trip together, they called in.
Yeah, and I think I made at least one very dirty joke, if I remember.
Well, I think it's fine because my wife called in to announce that her mom had pronounced quiche as queesh.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. Right.
So, no big deal.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, a little inside baseball. That voicemail was from Attack of the and his wife, Nabisco. And Trig Trit is actually a name that I debuted a very long time ago in the Discord. It's a hyphenated name. I don't even know how I came about.
I don't remember where it came from or why.
Yeah.
But I do know it was just like, it became a running joke since then. This person named Trig-Trit, spelled Trigg-Tritt. It's a first name.
Yeah. So it's like short for Trigger and then Trit as in Travis Tritt, the country singer. Trig Trit. I think I said that if I ever had a son, that would be his name.
Yeah. Trig Trit. Yeah, of course.
And who has a hyphenated first name? That's very luxurious.
It really is. Yeah, you can't really find many other people.
Like, no.
Yeah.
This is my son, Trig Trit.
Especially for a boy's name. I think with girls' names, sometimes you can get like a...
Yes.
I know someone that's like Paige-Elizabeth.
Oh, really?
That's the whole first name, yeah.
Or, there's like Peggy Sue or, Norma
Mary
Jean.
Ann sometimes, yes. Yeah. Mary Ellen, I know one of them.
Sue Ellen.
Yeah.
But yeah, there aren't very many compound names for boys.
Right.
And Trig Trit just commands respect.
It sure does. Yeah, get like you're born more or less in the boardroom when your name is Trig Trit. Yeah. Get that freaking kid in the boardroom.
And it just begs to be said quickly. Trig Trit.
Trig Trit. Yeah, Trig Trit.
It almost sounds like you're cocking a shotgun.
Oh, yes.
Trig Trit.
Yeah. There it is.
you know, kaboom, here comes Trig Trit. I also want to, we didn't do it at the top of the show like we should have, but I do want to thank Sheldon Ace Hardware for letting the podcast live another week.
Yeah.
And I have a proposition for everyone. Well, okay. Mostly I wanted to run this past you on the show.
Okay.
I had an idea. What if we gave out Sheldon Ace Hardware's number and people just called to simply say, thank you, Sheldon Ace Hardware, and hang up?
I like it, but I almost feel bad too, though.
If the people are just saying, thank you, Sheldon Ace Hardware, click. I mean, there's no harm in that.
That's true.
And I feel like that lays the groundwork for our larger plan of making a merchandise line called Thank You, Sheldon Ace Hardware.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I guess might as well give it out. I mean, it is a public number. It's a store.
Right.
Like, you could find it if you wanted to.
Exactly.
You don't have to mention us when you call. I would just say, thank you, Sheldon Ace Hardware, and that's it.
Yes. That, nothing more, nothing less. Call as soon as someone picks up, Sheldon Ace Hardware, this is blank. Say, thank you, Sheldon Ace Hardware, and then immediately hang up. That's it.
And I know it might be tough for some of our listeners to do that, especially if you encounter the celebrities who have become famous from our show, yes. Lauren and Skylar. I feel like you'll probably get butterflies in the tum-tum,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be hard to, you know, just kind of go through with just thanking them. But I do urge you, please just say thank you, Sheldon Ace Hardware, and, you know, hang up.
Yes. So I'm going to give out the number, and I want everyone here tonight to take that number and give it to other people and say, please call and just say, thank you, Sheldon Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
Like, let's start a phone tree.
Yes. Let's start a movement. Do you think they'll be onto us? Like, if they start to get that phone call, would they think that's got to be those fuckers?
I don't know. I really don't know at this point.
Yeah, right.
And maybe that would get them to call us back to say, hey, are you the guys who have been instructing people to thank us?
To which we would reply, we would simply never do this.
We don't know what you're talking about.
We wouldn't have ever even thought of this, nor would we ever bring it up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope you have something to write with,
mm-hmm.
something to write on.
Mm-hmm.
The number for Sheldon Ace Hardware is 916-686-4650. Again, that's 916-686-4650. Sheldon Ace Hardware. When someone answers the phone, that is when you say, thank you, Sheldon Ace Hardware, and you immediately hang up.
Yeah.
There is to be no interaction. Don't even wait for a you're welcome or anything like that.
Don't ask for Skylar. Don't ask for Lauren.
No. There's to be zero context. Thank you, Sheldon Ace Hardware. Boom. Hang up.
And if you somehow get a voicemail, just leave that.
Thank
you, Sheldon Ace Hardware. Hang up.
Yes. And feel free to call multiple times, but don't spam them. Don't do it one right after another.
Spread it out. Spread it out. Yeah.
Maybe start, you know, and do keep in mind that this is on the West Coast.
Right.
So if you're calling from the East Coast, they are 3 hours behind you.
Mm-hmm.
So don't start calling until about 9 their time, which would be noon, right? Do I have that right?
Noon here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be nine. Yeah.
Noon Eastern.
Yeah, yeah.
So just keep that in mind.
Although we're not simply a regional podcast, of course. You know, we have listeners all around. Right. So just keep in mind the West Coast phone number deal or time deal.
Right. So some good questions in the chat right now. Pete.Owen said, but what if you said even more? What if you made it a really sincere call, thanking them for everything that they do in their amazing service? Because then they can, like, put it in their reports or whatever every quarter, so that many people were calling to tell them how great they were. I love the idea behind this, but that is not what we're here to do. We're simply here to thank them for keeping this podcast on the air because we gave them the keys to our demise.
Right, because let's be honest about this here. They've got the power. They can shut Thank us you. Down at any time.
Yeah. So as much as I love that idea, and I love empowering workers anyway.
Yeah.
That's not the mission here. The mission is to simply call, say, thank you, Sheldon Ace Hardware. Hang up.
Yeah.
And actually, you know what? I'm going to put this in the chat. And I'm going to say it one more time. If you're listening on Friday when this comes out, you'll hear it. 916-686-4650. And if you're in the Twitch chat right now, I did post it right now. And I hope that Sheldon Ace Hardware starts to realize, wait a second, something bigger is happening.
Yeah. Like we're doing something really meaningful here. We're beloved by many.
Yes.
We're doing the right thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because they know.
They do.
They all know.
Now as we
They've got the power.
And that's the ultimate goal, is to let them know that we are appreciative that they have not wielded their power.
Yeah.
They, at any moment, they could call our random line.
Yeah.
With a choir comprised of all Sheldon Ace Hardware employees singing Give Men a Chance.
Yeah.
And we would have no choice but to shut this entire operation down immediately.
That just reminded me, and I hope I can remember more of this, but I had a dream. We were somewhere, you and I, and we tried to get a large group involved in singing Give Men a Chance together. And I don't remember what it was about, but we were like, I remember in my dream, it was like really funny. And I hope this comes to me because, and I'll put it in our Discord, which we have a special little dream section where we and the other sweeties share our dreams, and there's always some funny ones in there.
Yep.
You can join up. Simply a mere pauper salary, $12 a year, $1 a month. You get access to the Discord, to the dreams.
That's right.
A lot of fun.
That's right.
A lot of fun, lots of jokes.
A lot of fun, a lot of jokes, a lot of laughs.
Yeah. A lot of, yeah.
Now, as we wrap up here, because we're getting to the end of our time, I want to close out the episode with a segment of We Didn't Scam the Scammers, because I have some epic news, some epic scams happening.
Yeah.
And we just got to get right into it.
Unknown number? I wonder who this is. Hello?
Yes, hi. Do you still owe $8,000 to the government?
No, I don't. And I never did, bitch! We didn't scam the scammers. They scammed us first, so we just did a reversal. We didn't scam the scammers. But now they're crying because we caught them lying.
I can't not do that.
I know. It's so good. So, I got a text on the random line from a number claiming to, let me pull up the old text here. It said, hello, we recently received an inquiry from this number in regards to SL Help. Please give us a call. for further assistance.
Okay, and let me just say, who would know what SL is? Because that doesn't...
Right.
I would have no idea. Sexual love? That's what where my mind goes to first. Please call this number for sexual love help.
Yeah, it was actually Mike Myers' character, the love guru, texting. I don't know anything about that movie outside of what was shown in the trailer.
Yeah, I have no idea. Was he a hockey coach in that movie, too?
Yes, I think for the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, I think I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Somehow, I don't know how,
right,
but in the course of the movie, he becomes a hockey coach. Yeah.
Right. While offering SL help.
Yeah. So that came through it came through yesterday afternoon. I responded via text last night. I said, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And then this afternoon, I decided to give it a call.
Yeah.
And it was much like the other number, that I received a missed call from last week.
Yeah.
I got in right away. They started their spiel. It was for student loan forgiveness, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not totally convinced that this was a different number and a different group of people from the tax relief from last week.
And that tied into the bigger grand conspiracy, because when we called, all of a sudden we got that menu and we were led to DirecTV, mm-hmm, which, you know, maybe the Unsolved Mysteries theme should be playing as we're talking about this, because
that's
what is going on there.
That's true. I don't have the Unsolved Mysteries theme loaded into the soundboard yet, but next week I'll have that.
Yeah. Yeah, because we will have to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah,
but we're just not quite ready tonight.
We're venturing further down into this rabbit hole of scam numbers. And it's taking some very confusing turns, because we did get in touch with what I think is a legitimate branch of DirecTV last week.
Yeah.
We tried to give a gift card to Jess, who was on the phone with us, and she flat out refused and hung up on us.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a history making moment.
Yeah.
Back to this call that I did today. It was a series of calls, and I did my usual thing where I used the soundboard. I did talk a little bit in these, and I recorded all of them. I'm not going to play them all. I'm not even going to play the main one that I want to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm going to play part of it because it was a 12-minute long conversation.
Yeah.
If you want to know the rest, hey, buy the rights by going to Patreon, because we will be playing it behind the paywall in its entirety.
And we'll be shouting our wives' names over it as well.
Yes. It will be... And that's perfect, because I was thinking, like, should I make like a synth track to play underneath it and start a whole new subgenre of vaporwave called scammer wave?
Oh, I kind of like that more. Maybe you should just do that.
I might do that.
Yeah.
I might actually do that, because I have like some good material now. I could actually make a full album now of scammer wave.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do that. But I am going to play the conversation in its entirety. And we may gratuitously say our wives' names in the special Oops All Sweeties post-show. Anyway, I got into a 12-minute conversation with someone who claimed to be the manager.
Mm-hmm.
Not entirely convinced that he was a manager, but that's where we are. I'm going to play the very last minute of the conversation. It's a little over a minute, but still.
I would say, too, that this call, it was hilarious. There are some really great parts that you're not going to hear now that I think you're going to need to.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be some stuff that makes it onto the soundboard from it.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it's all in this part, so you really should check it out.
Yeah. So without further ado, here's the teaser. And after you hear it, you are going to want to run to patreon.com/omgsorandom and sign up for our Patreon, because you're going to want to hear the rest. I'm calling you for the very first time. I think you have me confused with someone else. I'm just trying to get my loans paid.
I do not.
You do not what?
I do not have you confused.
I don't see any sort of proof. I'm calling here for the first time.
Well, I have proof.
Oh, you do?
Oh, no, I have proof. Absolutely.
I need you to show me the proof, please, because there must be a very convincing
voice bubble.
Harassing?
I need to stop harassing, yes.
Who am I harassing? I'm just trying to get my student loans forgiven.
Oh, you're not there, sir. Let's be there. Quite honest, sir. You are not attempting to do anything of that sort.
Excuse me?
You're excused, sir.
Huh? You just barely make it out at the very end.
Yeah.
But he did mock the huh. And that
he
is
did.
Without giving away too much, he does do that. That's a recurring thing. And Brian is right. I'm going to say, you have until next week's show to listen, because I'm so excited to debut the new additions to the soundboard.
Yes, they're good.
So, yeah, you're going to want to listen. I will give a little taste, though. This will be on the soundboard.
You're excused, sir.
That's going to be a great way to like end a phone call or something, I feel like.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
We have so many clips now. I feel like we could pull off like almost a full conversation with someone just using all sorts of different voices and see if they even picked up on it.
I think we could too. And it really, not only do we have a rich library of sound bites that we could carry on a conversation with another scammer, we have enough material now that I can produce the very first Scammer Wave album.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a smash hit.
It really is going to be. It's going to be good.
Yeah. I might use Trig Trit as my moniker.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Trick Trick.
Do you want to... Nah, never mind. I don't want to... I was going to say something that might give something away from the call, but I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Save it for the paywall.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/omgsorandom. Also, don't forget, please call 916-686-4650. When someone answers, say thank you, Sheldon Ace Hardware, and hang up immediately.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.